I'm Jared Whateley. Here's a snapshot of Thursday, September 12. Mitch Marsh is back in the Australian Test team at the expense of Travis Head, and that has played to mixed reviews.
Mitch is in Mentone. Hello, Mitch.
I agree with what you're saying in regards to taking some pressure off the bowlers. You can bring in an all-rounder and get them to pump out some overs, which is great. But I just think this is, even though it's still the Ashes, it's a glorified dead rubber because the series is over. We've retained the Ashes. And I just thought it was a good opportunity to bring someone else in.
Jacko's in Camberwell. Hello, Jacko.
He might end up being a good player, but seriously, a couple of his outs in this series, including the last innings, that was a disgraceful shot, an absolute disgraceful shot. As soon as I saw it, I said I'd drop him for that shot. And I'm glad they have dropped him. And I don't care who they bring in. It'll send a message to Head to value his wicket better for the crap shot that he played.
Peter Lawler has finally found international notoriety.
The $101,000 beer is now a $2,000 beer. So I think technically it's probably still one of the more expensive beers ever purchased.
Yes.
But you never win with a bank, Jared. The charge went straight through. When I saw the charge had gone through, I said to the establishment, you need to put a refund through. There was a 19-minute gap between the refund, but somehow the banks have decided that that's a $2,200 gap. So all of your listeners would well know how hard it is to deal with banks on this topic. The story's run in Indian newspapers, yep, in Dutch newspapers. The Dutch were offended because I didn't drink Heineken. and I've mentioned that in the story. It's run on CNN. It's been 24 hours on BBC. Somebody asked me if they could get a photo with me in a restaurant the other night. Waiters' eyes light up when I walk in a room.
Right.
Because they think, there's that idiot who pays $100,000 for a beer. It might be a lucky night.
We've got a live one here.
Anyway, I never got famous for anything I've achieved. This is a sort of Kardashian-level fame where you get it for no skill or achievement, just for, I don't know, burning money in public.
Todd Goldstein shared how he's agonised over whether to stay or go at North Melbourne.
It was probably changing by the hour with the way all the negotiations were going and where we're headed. You know, it was definitely something that I'd never considered before. And over the last probably two or three weeks since we finished playing, it's definitely been a long, drawn-out thought process for me. But, yeah, ultimately, I couldn't see myself being somewhere else and I couldn't see myself leaving the footy club.
And Wayne from Flemington had a view on Taylor Swift playing the Melbourne Cup.
Thank you, Jared. I was just listening to you, and I don't normally ring up, but I was a bit peeved about everyone that's carrying on about Taylor Swift. I mean, you've got to put it all in perspective. Everyone loves a football. This is primarily your show, as a football show. They bet and bet and bet on football, but no one says a word about that. Stock market's at an all-time high. No one says a word about that. Racing, we have betting, but the biggest thing that you said was Black Caviar and Winks had nothing to do with the punt. Now, Taylor Swift coming to Flemington is going to make it internationally, more internationally known for people about the Melbourne Cup. Now, isn't that just a plus, plus, plus? My daughter is 9, and I suffer with you, Jared, with the Taylor Swift thing. And I went, I had the opportunity to go to Taylor Swift, and I said, no, thanks. I'd rather, I went to James Rain last Saturday night, Jared. That's where I'm at, in the pecking order of things, not Taylor Swift. Now, she's going to come to Flemington, play 2 songs. They're going to be giving her $1 million. You'd be guaranteed that. But you know what? What do you reckon it costs to put on the whole day? If Taylor Swift is coming, Melbourne Cup is going to have more publicity. That's just a win-win. And the people that think about betting and everything like that, my daughter goes to the stables at Flemington. She's all over it. She knows everybody from Darren Beedman to Hugh Bowman to Tommy Berry to you name it. She has nothing to do with betting. Okay, you say she's only 9. But the thing about it is, I'm not a punter and I'm a racehorse trainer. You don't have to bet just because you're involved in the industry. And just quickly, the people that talk about cruelty, my vet, my physio, my chiropractor, my dentist, these people come on a weekly basis. When was the last time you had your teeth done, Jared? When was the last time you had a checkup?
Don't ask.
No,
Claire,
but it's serious.
Yeah.
Correct, but it's serious though. So the people that think that we are cruel to animals, you actually have no idea and you should just stop. Stop talking. Because we are animal lovers, we are not animal haters.
That's just a snapshot. Nick Riewoldts was terrific on the St Kilda Best and Fairest and his memories of Danny Frawley. Daisy Pearce was in the studio as we debated the Taylor Harris statue. And there was a really good edition of The Trade Bell with Sam McClure. It's all there on the full program with all the interviews available through the Waitley podcast. So subscribe at sen.com.au.